Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is May 11th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Venus is the planet of young females. When Venus went into Pisces on April 27th, it came under the influence of retrograde Mars, the planet of attack, which from its position in Virgo is sending a malefic aspect onto Venus. Venus also began a relationship with Uranus, the planet of sudden changes.
Although the girls in Nigeria were abducted 3 weeks ago by Boko Haram militants from the northern town of Chibok, it is only now, with the video of their leader boasting of his outrageous deed, that world powers have turned their attention to dealing with the problem. The U.S., France, and Britain are sending in investigation teams to track down the perpetrators, and now there's even talk of the U.S. military becoming involved. Ron, do you think that Mars, the planet of action, being retrograde, is what has delayed the response from world powers?
Yes, David, that is quite plausible. Mars retrograde indicates a pressure buildup, and it is only now, with Venus coming into the picture, that the crime is being recognized as significant enough for world leaders to get involved.
Mars retrograde is notorious for boomerang effects. With all the increased attention and help from foreign governments, Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, may be wishing he'd never used this technique in the first place. All I know is that President Goodluck Jonathan is going to have a change of fortune if he fails to show leadership on this issue.
Okay, Mars and Uranus have been opposite to each other for the last 6 weeks, and there were plenty of examples last week of the sudden violence and accidents that this energy pattern signifies.
Things got started right away at the beginning of the week when a circus high wire collapsed, bringing down 8 performers in the midst of their act. There were injuries, but fortunately nobody died.
Uranus is the planet of the rebels, being activated by Mars, the planet of conflict, and there was no let-up in that department. The Ukraine separatists kept up the battle with the Ukrainian government forces, which is now threatening to escalate into civil war.
Boko Haram Islamists continue to terrify the population of Nigeria with even more kidnappings, bombings, threats. There was another knife attack at a train station in China in the southern city of Guangzhou, which left 6 wounded. The attackers are presumed to be Muslim Uyghurs from the rest of region of Xinjiang.
And on Thursday, Syrian rebels set off a huge underground bomb that completely destroyed the historic Carlton Hotel in the northern city of Aleppo. The hotel was being used to house government forces. As many as 100 Syrian soldiers may have been killed in the blast.
Venus is the planet of value and therefore represents finances. Retrograde Mars opposing Venus results in blowback that affects the financial sector. Russia's support of Ukrainian separatists has spurred Western powers to threaten to impose even more sanctions on top of what they have already implemented.
And just the threat of more sanctions is having an effect on Russia's economy. Investors, unsure of what could be coming, are shunning projects in Russia. International banks are refusing to buy Russian bonds, and Russian oligarchs are moving their money out of Russian rubles by buying whatever they can outside of their own country, which is creating a boom in high-end London real estate. Just last year, Russians shelled out more than $300 million for homes in London.
We noted last week how the sun was becoming more directly opposite to retrograde Saturn, a planetary pattern that suggests the planet of authority and leaders against the planet of struggle and harsh reality.
Last Wednesday, the Prime Minister of Thailand, Yingluck Shinawatra, bowed to reality. She was forced to resign by Thailand's constitutional court. Ms. Yingluck has been accused of abuse of power and corruption.
Even though she agreed to step down, her supporters have vowed to fight the decision with violence in the streets, calling it a judicial coup and setting the stage for yet another round of Mars-Uranus rebellion.
Another example of power structure being challenged by reality is the referendum on self-rule in eastern Ukraine. The separatists are defying the central government in Kiev by holding a vote just when the sun is directly opposite Saturn.
And on the very day that the moon joins in with Mars in the Mars-Venus opposition, bringing everybody's passions to fever pitch.
Venus is the planet of pleasure and luxury. Venus is under attack from Mars since it went into Pisces on April 27th. Mars retrograde is notorious for producing backfire effects from one's actions. Here's an interesting manifestation of that energy pattern. The Beverly Hills Hotel, a famous and quite luxurious place to stay while you are visiting Los Angeles, is now being boycotted and picketed by Hollywood stars.
And why, you may ask? Because the Beverly Hills Hotel is owned by the Sultanate of Brunei, who just invoked Sharia law in that tiny, mostly Muslim country, the first Asian country to do so. That is to say, the owner of the Beverly Hills Hotel has made it illegal in his country to do the sorts of things that everyone does at this famous hotel.
Yes, and comedians Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, and British entrepreneur Richard Branson have been the most prominent figures to advocate shunning the hotel and its bungalows, a favored locale for the Hollywood elite since it opened a century ago.
Yes, and so we conclude this week's review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.